Dr. Ray, I'm going to have you, if you just say and spell your first and last.
Sure. I'm Dr. Are you on?
Yes, yeah.
I'm Dr. Naomi Wolf, NaomiWolf.
And if you could just lower the microphone that way.
Okay, we got to make this brief because we've got to get over the session. They got to come in and clean the rooms.
You got it.
Thank
so
you.
So please. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
1 minute.
No, no, we'll keep it brief. Thank you.
Yep.
So you were talking about how some of the representatives are misrepresenting the bill.
I mean, unfortunately, what I just witnessed was a mischaracterization of this bill against vaccine passports. It doesn't prevent people from getting a vaccine card. Or sharing their vaccine card if they want to. It prevents the government from discriminating against people on the basis of their vaccination status or creating a government-issued vaccine passport that people would be forced to use. So that is something people should understand.
So what do you want to come out of this bill?
Well, I'm here representing hundreds of Michigan voters who shared with our platform Daily Clout that they are asking their representatives, left and right, Dems and Republicans, to preemptively prevent a vaccine passport bill or any vaccine discrimination. And I want to say in addition that I've traveled across the country talking to voters and seeing different states, and Michigan is the most discriminatory so far that I've ever seen against unvaccinated people. And that is scary because history shows, I'm the granddaughter of Holocaust refugees, history shows that when you separate people into two classes, you know, one who's allowed to move around and travel and go to restaurants and one who isn't, that very bad things happen. It is discriminatory, it's against the Nuremberg Code, it's against the Americans with Disabilities Act, and it's against HIPAA law. And so it's very important that your representatives don't misinform you and that people know that they can raise their voices to support this bill.
Can you be specific about how Michigan is the most discriminatory place you've been?
Wow. Well, even saying, I mean, I'll just be really frank, even for your governor, and I'm a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, to say that you have to reach 70% vaccination or she won't open up the state fully, that's the goal in order to open the state, is I've never heard that in all my travels. That's really holding this state hostage, holding commerce hostage, holding children hostage, holding vulnerable people like me. I have spina bifida. You know, I don't really want an experimental treatment, but if I lived in Michigan, I would feel pressure and coerced to participate in that in order to open up the state. And if I didn't want to, I would feel like the governor is telling people to discriminate against me because I'm slowing everything down. So that is a dangerous way to play with unity, and it's divisive and highly discriminatory.
My final question, where do we go from here?
Well, you guys have a big role to play. I mean, just being here, letting the people speak, not just the representatives, you know, going to groups like this. These people have taken time from their day, children, moms, dads, to come talk to their representatives. For you to amplify their voices, you know, is your job as journalists. So that's your job, and let people know. And you know what? Embed the actual bill in underneath your video so people can read it for themselves.
But what about your group? Where
oh,
do you
thank
guys?
You so much. Daily Clout, it's the Five Freedoms campaign, and you can just come sign up, and we'll keep you informed of bills that you can support and how you can lobby your representatives.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.